2-1 early season record for the Princeton Lady Tigers, at least. And it was a rough night last night for Princeton. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But at least we got games to talk about. And it was a good start for Princeton into the season. A win at Albany, a win at Schuyler County. And I know that the score is not as pretty as you wanted it to be last night, Coach. But for three innings, you fought Maysville tooth and nail. You just had one really bad inning where it got away from you. And Maysville's going to do that to some people this year. They're really good.
They are a really good team, and they're full of really strong hitters throughout their lineup. They had a grand slam last night, and I know a different girl had a grand slam in a different game. And I mean, they're stacked offensively and defensively in their lineup, so they're a tough team. Like you said, though, I don't feel like the score was necessarily indicative of the matchup. There were some elements, and not to blame the score on weather elements, but We were on defense and some heavy rainfall, and you know, we had some issues gripping the ball and were, you know, hard to find the zone there for a while. So I mean, that didn't help our case either. But they're just a solid team, and you know, they were the better team last night.
Do they compare? And yeah, you know, I've seen them play a little bit, but obviously they're bringing back so much with this junior class. Are they in the same stratosphere as those Trenton teams from 2-3 years ago, Coach?
You know, I would venture to say yes. I think that just their offensive prowess, I mean, they're good. Mm. They hit the ball hard, and they're good enough to be directional hitters. And if they want to target a certain spot on the field, a few of their slap hitters, they're good enough to do that. And so, I think that they're definitely up there. Pitching is strong, maybe not quite as strong as Ainsley Tolson was, but she gets the job done, and her defense is solid behind her.
And I think what I've seen over the last 24 to 36 hours, you know, you get South Harrison beating Putnam, which if you're going by last year, and, you know, I know Putnam graduated some kids, but that's an upset. And Maysville's just doing what Maysville does. I think they've established themselves as a team to beat right now.
I think you're right, especially like you said with that Putnam County's loss on Monday night. It definitely has opened things up, and I think Maysville is looking like the team to beat. So somebody's going to have to step up on their night and give them a fight.
So, you know, Mother Nature didn't cooperate with you all that much, and if it rained as hard up there as it did in Trenton, it would have been really tough to play good defense. Do you look at last night and say, girls, forget about the final score. A loss is a loss. You know, you played a really good team, even up for three innings. That's what you want to concentrate on.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about. You know, there were a lot of elements, and I'm not going to take the victory away from Maysville because they're a good, solid team, but there were a lot of elements that we felt added to the score even more so that made it way more one-sided than it should have been. So, yeah, we just have to have a short-term memory and get over that game, and we've got to go to practice today and prepare for South Harrison tomorrow.
Lauren Crone, we mentioned her coming into the season as when you got an ace and you got somebody with 2 years of experience, that'll make you a good team right out of the chute. But she just gets better and better, Coach, at the strikeout pitcher. Strikeout numbers, they got better last year from her freshman year, and they're up so far in her junior year.
Yeah, she's been pitching well. She's probably split close to halftime with Megan Spencer. Megan Spencer's been getting some innings the last couple of games, too, and they're both working really hard and doing well in the circle. Lauren's a great leader on our team, and I think that she's just going to continue to step up for us as the season goes on.
If you look at the two wins that you had, Coach, you go Saturday to Albany, a 6-3 win, and then you really got, at least final score-wise, and that doesn't tell you everything, but it looks like you controlled things pretty well over at Schuyler County. Was there a game that you felt like you played better in between the two, or are you pretty consistent in the two?
Schuyler County Monday night was hands down the best game that we've played in our first three games, and maybe even in the last year. I don't know. We just played absolutely stellar defense. We had two double plays, an outfield assist, diving catches. I mean, you name it, it happened in that game, and they just were able to shut them down. Their one run that they did score was on a sacrifice fly to left field, and then we doubled the runner on second trying to take third off. I mean, so we just had great situational awareness, worked really well together as a team, hit the ball really well, So it was, it's hands down been the best game that we've played so far this season.
We talked last week about how you were going to have some spots that some talented youngsters were going to have to replace from some of your graduated seniors, from some of the young people, Coach. Whether they played last year, whether it's their first year on varsity in a starting spot, have you been pleased with the way that they've kind of gotten to things here in their first three games?
Yeah, I am. We're definitely still in the learning stage for some of our younger players as they're learning different positions, but I've been very pleased with the way that they've been able to step up and be willing to learn new positions that maybe aren't familiar to them. So they've been great team players as far as that goes and being willing to step in and learn and help the team where it's needed.
What was kind of, if you look at Saturday's win at Albany, 6-3, it looks like a solid win. Obviously, you get a win on the road, you take those any chance you'll get. How did you feel like the girls played in their opener?
It was a great showing. Lauren was tough. She ended that game with 14 strikeouts. Jasmine Allen went 4-for-4 from the plate. So it was a great game offensively and defensively. And it was really great for Coach Stickett and I to see, especially those players that we were talking about in new positions, that they were able to play their positions well and do their job. And Albany has some pretty good players on their team, and we were able to shut down one of their best hitters in Gabby Newman. She got on base one time, which is huge. To take her out of the equation was a huge momentum shift for us. So it was just a great game to start the season out on.
Well, there's so many interesting games once you get into conference play, because every night of action, you get a win and a loss, and it creates a storyline for the next game. And there's some pretty good storylines that develop now for your trip to Bethany tomorrow, Coach. Obviously, you get a South Harrison team that is going to be they're going to be flying high after upsetting Putnam County Monday.
Absolutely, and I think South Harrison is a team over the past couple of seasons that people have just overlooked, and I think that they're just trying to make a statement this season, and they are. They're starting out with a bang, you know, knocking off one of the top dogs, and so, I mean, we're definitely going to have our work cut out for us, and we're just going to have to go over there, and we're going to have to play well on both sides of the ball and do the little things right, and hopefully we come out on top.
Well, you know, I was up at Eagleville Monday, and North Harrison just looked really good. I mean, they were solid. You know, a one-hit shutout, 11 strikeouts, hit the ball over the place against Katie Pauley, which is easier said than done, and I'm driving back through Bethany. And, of course, we know, you know, South Harrison hasn't had the record they wanted here for about a 4 or 5 year stretch. That probably is going to change, because if you got the softball talent that you do in Eagleville, there's no reason that that can't flip over to Bethany in the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that might be what's going on here. If they're able to make that big of a jump from one season to this season and knock off a team like Putnam County, I'd say there very easily could be a momentum shift going on over there.
And from your perspective, Coach, if you go 0-2 in conference, your chances of finishing in the top two or three, you can get there, but you've built a hole that you don't want to be in, so you want to go 1-1.
Absolutely. You know, if you're really aiming for the top, which every team is, every game counts, and so when you get in an 0-2 hole, you're right, it makes it that much more difficult to get to the top where you want to be.
My first Princeton broadcast this year, and in fact, our first Princeton broadcast altogether is going to be Tuesday as you head down to Trenton. Not the same Bulldog team as one that we mentioned from 2-3 years ago earlier in the interview, but going on the road against a rival, against a team that has plenty of talent around the diamond, you'll have to have your best if you want to get a road win on Tuesday night.
That's absolutely correct. You know, they're still returning some good athletes on their team. And so, they've graduated some serious talent in the last couple of years, but they're still going to be a strong team and one that we're going to have to be on our best game that night to beat.
Do you feel like, Coach, you didn't get the offensive productivity last night that you wanted, but it sounds like that's a good pitcher, but I kind of got the sense, too, that if you get another shot at Maysville, you're pretty confident that your offense can get things going against them.
Offensively, in our first two games, we were hitting really well. And then at the end of that game last night, we started to hit really well. So I definitely think that we could have hit better than we did last night. That goes without question. But it would take more than just a better hitting showing to go out and beat Maysville. I mean, you've got to be solid on both sides of the ball. So we would definitely have to hit the ball better if we saw them again, and we'd have to play better defense.
Absolutely. It's a fun game to call because it's not just one aspect. At South Harrison on Thursday at 5:30, and then at Trenton Tuesday at 5:30. That game at Trenton will be on 92.3 KTTN next week. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the road trip to Bethany tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tom.